Good morning. It's Friday, 23rd of October. Our middle reading today brings us to chapter 1 of the prophecy of Daniel. I'm going to read to you two extracts from an exhortation that was given by Brother Harry Tennant and which is written up in the book Comfort of the Scriptures. I read, "The book of Daniel is a spirit-provided blend of prophecy and actual life, and the two strands say the same things, but in different ways. In the one, we have clear statements that God rules in the kingdoms of men, and in the other, we see God actually at work on behalf of his people. This blend is the key to our understanding and use of prophecy. There is little point in understanding all prophecy if our lives remain untouched and separate from the message that prophecy conveys. This has always been true, and is becoming increasingly so as we move to the grand climax, the time when the controversy of Zion will be settled once and for all, when the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, when the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. We are on the threshold of the time when the fabric of this civilization will be rent to reveal the hand behind all things and the coming of the Son of Man. It was to Daniel that these things were vouchsafed, while he was in the land of captivity, estranged from the land of promise and far from the holy city. He had to live by faith. He had to believe that Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Darius and Cyrus, all of whom Daniel knew personally, were in God's hand performing his will in the furtherance of his purpose." In a few days' time, we shall read Daniel chapter 6 and think about Daniel in the lion's den. Brother Harry writes about the outcome of that event. "The sun was rising over the city and plain when the king hastened to the den of lions. Despite all that he had said to Daniel the day before, he was filled with doubt, and in a lamentable voice he cried, 'O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions?' The sad cry of the king revealed a great deal concerning the character of Daniel, and of the king's knowledge of Daniel's God. 'Is thy God able?' was a question that was unnecessary concerning the one who can say, 'Is anything too hard for me?' And for us in our day, the assurance is tremendous. Neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, as we read in Romans 8. Everything in the record is a prefiguring of the work and experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Daniel there is no error, no fault, no recorded sin. His only crime was in obeying the law of his God. But in Persia there was a law of sin and death, from which there was no escape. Yet Daniel did escape, because he was beloved of God. The terrors of the tomb, the stone across the mouth of the lion's den, the seal were all overcome, as they were in the later fulfilment in Golgotha. Very early in the morning, the king found Daniel saved from typical death. Early in the morning, they found the tomb of the Son of the living God empty. Stones and seals were useless against the power of God. Why will they never learn? We too are the servants of the living God. We are the ecclesia of the living God. We have been sealed with the seal of the living God. We too have been delivered out of the mouth of the lion that will devour the adversaries. And we are rejoicing in the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Thank you for listening to me.